like to tell you a little bit about our groups. First of all, as you may already have noticed, our group encompasses actually two different groups, the quintet that you see before you, and also the Prevailing Winds Trio, which is made up of flute, oboe, and bassoon, and we played before dinner this evening. The Prevailing Winds Trio began in January 1983. We've been together for 5.5 years, and in that time, we enjoyed working together so much, we decided we had to get another group together so we'd see each other at least twice a week. So this is how the quintet got started. I'd like to introduce the members of the group to you. On flute, we have Janine Shipley. On clarinet, Mary Cantor. On bassoon, Marlene Weaver. And on French horn, Jim Weaver. And later on, for a couple of our pieces, Michael Cantor will be joining us on piano. I'm Kathy Ledbetter. We would like to request that while we are playing, please do not use flash extensions on your camera because it blinds us temporarily. And although we know the music fairly well, we would like to prevent any surprises. We'd be glad to stay afterward and pose if you really want to. Our first piece tonight will be a piece arranged for woodwind quintet by the Philadelphia Woodwind Quintet. It was written by Franz Joseph Haydn and it's Divertimento number 1 in B-flat major. And we will be playing 4 movements. The second movement you may recognize is St. Anthony's Chorale, a very popular tune.
Thank you. Our next piece of music predates the Haydn by at least 100 years, I suspect. And it was written by a composer who has been recently more popularized through the medium of movies. I mean, we've had the Four Seasons, and so of all these Four Seasons, all of a sudden, you were hearing of all these Four Seasons on radio ads. And this one was actually part of the score for Ordinary People. And since that time, I've even heard it the last time I recognized that it was used as the basic changes were used as the background for pop. Musicians usually refer to this as the Taco Bell King.
Thank you.
We're really going to change the pace now and go to a 20th century composer named Gheorghe Ligeti. And he is from Transylvania, of all places. You may have heard some of his music before in the movie 2001. In one of the scenes where they're going through outer space, they use one of his pieces named Atmospheres. This piece we are going to play is six bagatelles. We're going to play two of the bagatelles. And these bagatelles really, whenever we play them, all kinds of images come up in our mind. It's very programmatic music. The first one we're going to play for you, I can't help but say this, but with all the flies starting to come out here at Holden, you might be walking along, doing your, minding your own business, and all of a sudden flies start coming along. You have to just slap them whenever you can or brush them away. This first bagatelle is going to be punctuated with all kinds of accents at unexpected places, and if you can't think of anything else, think of flies. The second one we're going to do is a very different feeling one. It's very calm. We had a wonderful chance to be in the jacuzzi last night when the light was just going away and the stars were just coming out. It was so relaxing and soothing, and that's what the second one reminds me of. So whatever you think of, if you have ideas, let us know. Anyway, two of the bagatelles by Gheorghe Ligeti. Thank you.
I know this is our music, so if any of you want to come back. We're going to do a few selections from Corgi and Bess, which is American opera written by American favorite George Gershwin. And these three selections are really appropriate for Holden. The first one is titled Summertime. The second one, we kind of titled There's a Boat That's Leaving for Sahican. And the third one, most appropriate of all, is Oh Lord, I'm on my way.
Thank you.
old favorite that was first heard as part of the last movement of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. It is now commonly known as the Ode to Joy.
Returning to an American composer who actually happened to be a horn player, though we won't hold that against him. Our next composer, Gunther Schuller, is sort of responsible for bringing jazz into the classical genre a little bit in terms of writing music that can be read by classically trained musicians. You don't have to do any improvisation. And one of the, actually, I think his very first published piece was this suite for woodwind quintet. It has three different movements. We're going to play the blues movement from it. And you can tell probably from this that Gunther Schuller for a long time was a fourth horn, which means he played very low in the New York City opera. It was the Met. Anyhow, he loved it.
Thank you.
you. I think we're getting a little taste of everything tonight. Our next two pieces are Beatles tunes by Lennon and McCartney, Yesterday and Maxwell's Silver Hammer.
Thank you.
there are animals in it, and this piece combines little speaking with little playing, we do some of each, so we narrate the story, and I wish we had words for you, but I'll give you the gist of it. This is by Luciano Berio, by the way, and the first piece is entitled The Gray Mouse, having to do with a little gray mouse upon a shelf, talking about time going by and how people are dancing. It's very sad that time is running out. And the other one is called Barn Dance, and you may just get the gist of this one. Without
performances of vocal quintet and trio. So this is music of Anton Reich.